Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Passion Podcast. It's Louis Giglio, and I've got Brad Jones with me today. And we've got a very robust studio audience with us today as well. We've got the leaders of the Passion Events team. My navigator, Grant's here. Shelley is here in the house today. So anything could happen. Shelley might just rock up here in a minute and blow this thing wide open. We've got Paul turning the wheels and making it all happen today. So we are glad to be back. We're announcing the return of the Passion Podcast. It sort of disappears for a little while. We go strong and hard, and then the podcast just kind of goes to sleep.
What happens?
It takes a rest. You know, the Lord did that on the seventh day.
Okay.
And it rests for a few months or so. And then it has a revival. And this year, it's actually woken up a lot earlier than normal. And so we are back in August. And you know what August means, Brad? It is that time of year where university students are starting to pack up the car.
Uh-oh.
And some of them may be already on campus right now, the leaders of the leaders. You know, they're already there setting up freshman orientation and spiritual emphasis week if it's one of those kind of schools, or maybe they're back at football practice, or
maybe they never left because they had to take summer school.
You know, a lot of people just can't get enough of a class, and so there's some people, they're still there, but most people are probably thinking, I got to get all my stuff together because I'm heading back to the dorm, back to the apartment, back to the condo, back to school. And that's a perfect time, I think, for us to relaunch the Passion Podcast and to join with people on their journey. We know we reach a lot of people around the world. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of people listen to this.
Whoa.
And so we've got non-university students. We've got people who aren't 18 to 25. We got, you know, people who are leaders of students and moms and dads and all kind of people found this podcast today. So whoever you are, you don't have to be 18 to 25 to be with us on this journey. But you do have to be 18 to 25 to lean in to Passion 2016, 2017. That's where we're headed. But, you know, we had an opportunity a few weeks ago. I hadn't seen you since this to really do what we haven't done for years.
Yeah.
Which is welcome middle school and high school kids to a Passion gathering.
Yeah, it's first ever Passion Camp. It's good to see you again.
I know. We both survived Passion Camp.
You made it.
Daytona Beach, Florida. I mean, come on.
Tattoos
looks amazing, though.
Yeah, I was going to ask
about healed over. It's way better than I thought it was going to be. Anchors on both arms. I mean, it's bold. It's strong. I love it.
Hey, what happens in Daytona? I guess it didn't stay in Daytona with my tattoos. But
they told you the tattoos would wear off once you left town?
Yeah, they weren't waterproof.
Okay, well, it looks good on you.
Well, yeah, it was
your
really
mom might be listening to this, and your phone might be ringing right now. Brad?
Yeah, first ever Passion Camp. You know, when Passion City Church came onto the scene, and we had the opportunity, you know, we have student ministry and church and been wanting to for a long time answer that question, those high school or middle schoolers. Why can't we come to Passion? So we just took Passion to the beach, and it's really special. I'm just still so grateful for all that God did.
Incredible. We had a Passion band leading out every day. Crowder dropped in and led for a night, which was incredible. We can't get into that right now because we don't have enough time, but it was pretty phenomenal. I'll just say that he opened in a bear suit.
I don't know how we talked him into that, but that was epic.
And the best part of that was it was a bear suit that was really, really fitted for somebody who's about 5'4", and Crowder's about 6'3", and so that was beautiful. And the fact that he sweated like nobody's business in that bear suit,
yeah.
And that other person had to put that bear suit back on the next day, and I don't know, that was pretty grueling, but it was amazing. You were teaching in the mornings. I had the opportunity to lead out in the nights, and it was incredible. About 1,500 middle school, high school students and their leaders. And kind of like, you know, for me, you always have that twinge in your heart when a 16-year-old emails you or tweets at you and says, hey, why can't we come to Passion? We love Jesus. And we're like, because there's a piece of real estate called the university moment. It's that incredibly important period in our lives where everything's changing, and we're taking ownership of our future, of our choices, of our faith. And that piece of real estate, I think, is the most precious piece of real estate in our lives.
Yeah.
And we are committed to that moment, to being Jesus people in that moment, to call people towards Jesus so that they could reorient everything they're about to who He is and what He's about in that critical moment. And so we've never been against high school and middle school kids, and we really love older people. We just know how special that moment is. And for 18 years, we've been watching Jesus do something incredible in 19 and 20 and 21-year-old lives. And changing the trajectory of who they are forever. And that's really what we're all about, Passion 2016. And, you know, we're doing something a little crazy this year. And that's what we really kind of wanted to kick off on this first podcast today. Just talk a little bit about how's this thing working, 2016, 2017. Why are we talking about 2 years?
Right.
And how are we possibly going to pull off 3 events at the same time in three different cities?
Passion 2016, in case you don't know, it's 3 events, one time. It's at Phillips Arena and the Gwinnett Arena, both in Atlanta, and then back to the Toyota Center in Houston, and they're all January 2nd through the 4th simultaneously. How's that working?
Okay, let me just track with you here. So there's 3 arenas,
right,
at the same time.
Yep.
Full of people, different people.
Yep, different people
at the same time, one conference.
Same people leading as well.
Wow. This is going to be amazing. I love it. Just by the way, if I could just throw this in there, I'm not saying it's our doing completely, but the Atlanta Hawks did go to the Eastern Conference Finals this year and came really close to taking it all the way to the NBA Finals, which they will do next year.
Come on.
Which is probably completely the result of Passion being in Phillips Arena the last couple of years and just the residue of that. You know, being on the building. The Rockets didn't do bad either.
But okay.
We need to spend a little more time in Houston before we can get the Rockets up to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, so next year maybe a
Hawks-Rockets final, and I'll officiate. I mean, it'll be amazing. Incredible. You can wear the bear suit.
I'll wear the bear suit. Louis is official at the NBA Finals. That would be pretty epic.
Yeah, so we want to invite you to come on a journey with us, and I hope that you can hear our hearts today, because way more than events, that's not really what we're about. But we are about a movement. We're about people changing the way they think. And we're about touching the world for Jesus. And so for us, we want a catalytic explosion to happen. And we believe the best people to lead that, to foster that, are 18 to 25-year-old young people. They've crested over the hill of, I'm on my own. And now they have choices to make. They have opportunity before them. And they can set a direction, and they really can ultimately change a generation. And so for us, one of the most amazing things we've seen was Passion 2013. Mm-hmm. And we were in the Georgia Dome, the football stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, with 60,000 people. I mean, I had never seen anything quite like that before, especially given that they were all 18 to 25 years old and they're leaders. I don't know that anything quite like that's happened in our lifetime. And we'd like to do that again. We'd like to go back to the Georgia Dome again, but the Georgia Dome's tricky and complicated. They have the Falcons. They have the Chick-fil-A Bowl on New Year's Eve every year. And that little window we like to squeeze into is often very difficult and, in the last few years, completely unavailable to us.
Yep.
And the first year we can be back in the Georgia Dome is 2017. That's crazy. You know, nobody thinks about 2017 unless you're these guys sitting in the room right now who actually make Passion happen. And they talk to people whose calendars go way out into the future because, you know, the NFL is thinking about 2017. And apparently Dan Cathy and Chick-fil-A are thinking about 2017. And so we know we can squeeze in a little window there. And so we are headed back to the Dome in Atlanta, Georgia, in the first few days of January 2017. And right now, today, I want to invite you to come and be a part of what will be a life-shaping gathering in the Dome. They're going to tear the Georgia Dome down a few months after this gathering. They're building a brand-new billion-dollar stadium next door right now, coming out of the ground. And we're going to be one of the last things that ever happened in the Georgia Dome. And I don't know. I think it would be an amazing footnote in Wikipedia to say the most incredible gathering that ever happened in this stadium was a gathering of university-age young people lifting up the name of Jesus. It was the largest thing that ever happened in this building before we tore it down.
Come on.
And, you know, I think that's a great piece of history to be a part of, but knowing what the Spirit of God will do in the lives of those people changed forever. So 2017, we're headed to the Dome. So how do we get there? Well, we get there by backing up to 2016 and changing a few things. And the main thing we wanted to change as a team was we wanted to get the date, January 2nd through the 4th, in everybody's heart and in everybody's mind. Because last year, people went to Passion on different weekends. And this year, we want to get everybody thinking about the date that we're going to be back in the Dome. So we can't get in the Dome this year. What do? We just booked 3 arenas. And we try to put all those people in three different places at the same time. So in Houston, back to Toyota Center. Atlanta, Phillips Arena, about an hour north of town, Gwinnett Arena. All happening at the same time. So that means that a bunch of us leading are going to be covering some ground. But I will be in every arena. You'll be at some point possibly, I don't know, you might be anchoring one of these arenas, or you might be jetting around to a bunch of different ones. Every worship leader will be in every arena.
Yep.
So we'll just be moving around. The students stay there. Their community groups are there. That's where they show up every day. But it's real. It's not people watching a screen. It's not overflow. I mean, Matt Redman will lead in every arena. Hillsong United will lead in every arena. Christian Stanfield, Passion Band, Brett will lead in every arena. Wren Collective is going to be there this year. They'll lead in every arena. So all these bands are moving around every session. Speakers will be a couple over here, a couple there, and a couple over there. And there'll be a host in every arena. And it will feel just like you're at Passion. But what you'll know is that across town or across the country are thousands and thousands of other people who are experiencing the same thing you're experiencing. And together, there's really enough of us to fill the dome. We just happen to be in three different places,
man,
at the same time.
I've never Passion heard of anything like this.
Well, that's because people aren't as crazy as we are.
Is that you? Is that Shelly? Is that our Vince team?
Oh, no, that's not Shelly. That's probably our events team doing all that. Yeah. They're the ones who come up with all the crazy ideas.
But it's going to be the same powerful experience in all three arenas. And just to be linked together, I mean, that's just going to be mind-blowing to know everybody is lifting up the name of Jesus across the country.
Yeah, there's a little video floating around that kind of explains all this if you just wanted to rewind or if you wanted to show that to your leadership team or whoever. But the options are great. If you live in the western, southwestern, midwest of America, Houston might be a great option for you to get to. It's a beautiful city. The arena is great. If you know Phillips well, if you've been to Passion in Atlanta downtown, you know how that works, you know which hotel you like, that's a good option for you. You've already figured out where to park the bus or the van or how that all navigates.
You just need to buy your ticket quick at Phillips.
Yeah, Phillips is going to be the first one to sell out for sure. But if you want a little bit of an easier experience, this Gwinnett Arena north of town is a great option. It's still a big arena. It'll be, you know, potentially 10,000 or more people there. It's going to feel incredible. But parking's free. On site in a big giant lot all the way around the arena. The hotels are a little cheaper. Getting in and out of the arena is a little easier. Food options are a little better. And if you just want something that's not downtown, urban, fighting all that craziness all day, Gwinnett is a really, really good option for people. So I love that. People have choices, but you're going to get the same Passion experience, whichever choice you make.
Yeah. I don't know if there's any procrastinators out there, but I know I was one when I was in college, may still be one, but you want to be a part of this. And so just go ahead and commit and say, I'm going to be there. And then that's going to make it way more likely that some of your friends will join you. Price goes up on September 23rd. So it's the best time right now to get a ticket for all the arenas. It's the same price. And it's cheap right now. I mean, you're getting into Passion Conference for what, $139 right now?
It's a good deal.
It's a great deal. So yeah, don't procrastinate.
You know, we
is my
push
message.
That back just so you'll know, because we want you to get back to school, back on campus, get back around your friends, get organized in your plan. And so we've pushed that next price bump all the way back to September 23rd. So you're going to have some time once you get back into the groove of school to make that work. And I want to encourage you, we've already got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people who've already staked a place in one of these three yep. venues. And that's just mind-boggling given that it's August and this isn't happening till next year in January, but it's going to be beautiful to watch. And so we want to encourage you along the journey. What's it all about? It's all about us saying, God, it's your name and renown that are the desire of our souls. It's about a way of life. It's about choosing to make the most important thing in the world, the most important thing in our lives. And so welcome to Passion. We hope you'll come and join us. And I don't know who you are out there, but we love you. We care about every one of you. And we're really believing God has a special journey for you through these next few months. And, you know, I think it'd be great, Brad, if we could just reach out and like bring maybe a student onto the Passion Podcast, you know, like call somebody.
Okay.
And just say, what's going on where you are in your part of the world? And I can't think of anybody I would rather call a student than David Crowder himself. I mean, he's unpredictable.
Completely unpredictable for sure.
And so we're going to have David a few times over our journey to Passion 2016. Just, you know, reach out and touch someone's life in a real special way.
Is this a cold call? Like, they don't know it's coming?
Nobody knows it's coming. It's going to be, hello, who is this? And he's going to say, it's David Crowder. And they're going to go, no, it's not. And he's going to go, yes, it is. It's going to be one of those kind of calls. But I think it's going to be amazing. So
anything could happen.
David, we're ready. Let's give it a shot. Let's see who's out there. Let's hope they pick up and we don't get, you know, voicemail. But let's call somebody. Let's find out what's happening in a student's life today.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Kelly, this is David Crowder with Passion Conferences. I hope you're having a great day. I'm sorry I missed you. I'm just calling everybody that's going to be at the conference this year. I noticed that you're at Phillips, and I'm just asking, there's two things that I was wanting to know. One, is there like a particular song of Chris Tomlin's that you would like for him to play? I'm kind of putting his set list together this year, make sure that, you know, we hit all the ones that people are wanting to hear from him. And so I was going to get your opinion on that. As well, you know, the Hillsong folks are coming, and the Wren Collective guys are going to be there. And I don't know if you know, but the Hillsong folks are from Australia, and I wanted to know if it was difficult for you to understand when they talk, because both them and Wren, being from Ireland, they're really hard to understand, and I wanted to find out if that was like an issue for you or not. We're just kind of, you know, we're trying to ask them to talk like Americans, and I don't think they're not understanding that they sound funny, and so we just need some cooperation, you know, just to let them know. We're just trying to speak into our brothers and sisters' lives and help them be better communicators of Jesus. So anyway, sorry I missed you. Would have loved to have your input there, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of the day. Thanks. All right, goodbye.
If you're sent, thank you. Your message has been sent.
Hello.
Eric, this is David Crowder with the Passion Conferences.
Yes.
I lost the bet with Louis Giglio, and you know him?
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's actually, I wash his car on Tuesdays, and I did not buff it out properly. So I have to go through everyone who's ever been to a Passion Conference and just do this survey thing. I mean, we're just taking a survey to see, you know, like, satisfactory experience. Do you have like a moment for me to do a quick survey? It'll just take like 20 or 30 minutes.
Nope. Okay.
Is it all right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. I have got your name. That's cool. Eric is correct. And you go to Georgia Tech. Is that correct?
I do.
So you're on a scale of like 1 to 10, in terms of intelligence, 1 being like not very at all, and then 10 being like incredibly intelligent. Where do you fall? Like, are you like a
7?
That's what I was going to say. Okay, 7. Okay, and then okay, so that's good. On the next question is a little easier. On a scale of like 1 to 10, who is shorter, Matt Redman or Chris Tomlin? It was 6 on that one. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now I saw that you came to 2015,
yes,
and you're not registered. Was on a scale of like 1 to 10, likelihood of you being, since I mean you're going to be in Atlanta, and like there's 2 places you could even go in Atlanta. So on a scale of like 1 to 10, you're coming, right?
Oh yeah, scale of 10. 10.
Oh great, great. Well, that's fantastic. Louis is going to be so happy. And, in fact, the survey is done and complete. You did wonderful. And great. We look forward to seeing you. That's great. So I can go ahead and put you down now and go ahead and have a commitment.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you have a credit card?
That was classic. Thanks so much, David. I kind of wish I could know what was going through that student's mind right now. They're calling, texting their friends, saying, I was just on the phone with David Crowder, and then the whole world's going to get to hear it, or several hundred people are going to hear it.
At least 200 or 300 people will hear it. This podcast is growing, by the way. I have high hopes for it. I think we're going to be close to 1,000 people.
Back in August, so we're Sabbath's over early.
Yep, and we've got international listener.
Okay, a listener or listeners?
For sure.
Yeah.
If you're listening outside of the U.S., can you just raise your hand right now? Yeah, awesome. Yeah, so we've got listeners outside the U.S. borders right now.
So we're going more consistently. We're back earlier.
We'll be back. I want to say we'll be back every other week. I don't know. That's a big commitment, but I think we can do it. And I think that we're all going to sort of just jump in the car together and ride our way to Atlanta or Houston for Passion 2016. We'll be back with you guys really soon. Going to have some fun things all the way along the way, some encouraging things along the way, a lot of special guests along the way. But I hope your day is fantastic today. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, you're part of a big, beautiful story of Jesus. Take your place in that story today. Watch for what he's asking you to do and inviting you into. That's where life is. We love you guys. We'll see you back soon on the Passion Podcast.